Next case, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12304, Patrick and Louise Meadowcroft. Seek variances from the front yard and corner front yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115.25 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of Lighthouse Road and Jefferson Avenue in the Edgewater Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 13382 Jefferson Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 20.19, Parcel 69.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 12.4-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback to Lighthouse Road for a proposed extension, and a 7.5-foot variance from the required 15-foot front corner setback to Jefferson Avenue for existing steps. Staff would note that we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Ira Douglas Tenley, 38836 Lincoln Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain to us your request and address the standards for us?
Yeah. Actually, I had applied for a 14-foot variance, and I would like to make it 16 if possible, 16 by 24.
Okay, it's on the same side, so is that a problem?
No problem. It's
I don't know if I'm gonna use the full 16, but it'll give the owner's option.
If it's
a garage.
If it's required, Chairman, then it's been advertised. So.
Okay. So proceed.
Okay, so the uniqueness of the property is that we need some street parking. There's no street parking in there, so we get off-street parking. We've got a small driveway there now. They want to put a garage up and put a deck on top of the garage. So that'll give them some off-street parking and put a car in the garage. And then the... it'll put a better appearance to the house. They're boxed houses. They were modular homes. There was 5 homes there, modular set, and they're just square boxes. So it'll make the place look a lot better, put a little uniqueness to the property. And it wasn't created by the applicant. We're trying to improve it. They got new houses being built. If you look on the plan, it doesn't even show them on the plan. But I have some pictures here, if I can present them to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They got a brand new house under construction right across the street right now. And they are 32 foot off of Route 54 to the beginning of their deck. And if you take a look at the pictures, I got pictures where you can see that. And that's a brand new house, so evidently they got a permit for that. And I had a question also. They're considering that side of the house to be the front of the house off of 54, but it's in the Edgewater Acres development, and their driveway and address is Jefferson. So I don't understand, why would that be considered the front and not the side lot? Which would make a difference under the setbacks, correct?
So where's their driveway now?
In front of the house? See right there where it says Jefferson?
I do, yeah. Right there.
Yep.
Paved driveway.
That's correct.
I see it.
Yep.
So you're going to do away with that?
No, we're going to keep that also.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's only wide enough to put, 2 cars is tight.
Yeah.
In that driveway. But right directly across the street, about 2701, I guess it is.
Okay.
Is both of those lots, 27 and 2701, are brand new homes now. I'm sure you've seen them down through there. Yeah.
Try not to look.
Yeah. The one's done, already up for sale. The other one's under construction. Yeah. And like I say, I measured that today. And their deck is 32 foot exactly off the side of the road, not the drive part, off the side of their easement. Yeah.
It could be a different way, the way the subdivision was laid out.
Well, like I say, it has
it. It could have been done later.
Well, them houses are, I'm going to say them houses are probably 10 years old, maybe. All five of those houses, 69, 6901, 68.
Mm-hmm. They're all, what?
There was five houses that gentleman put in there and had problems with them then. One of them went up for auction. And, but they're, I mean, you see, they're all square. We recently, on this house for the Meadow Cross, we put two cantilever decks in. That brought a little bit more appearance to the front of the house, you know. So now we're just looking to put the garage and a deck on top of that. I mean, if it does anything to the neighborhood, it's going to present it a lot better with the, especially now with the new houses going up across the street, because they're pretty nice homes. Yeah.
So where this hydrant is and these trees, you want to take them out? Is that what you're...
We'll be on the house side of the hydrant with the driveway. The trees, we're not reaching that far. If you...
You're not going to come in off of 54, though, right?
No, ma'am. No, we're going to still come in off of Jefferson. But if you look in those pictures, mm-hmm. when I'm behind the house that I'm talking about, there's two white stakes there. That's at 14 foot off the side of the house. Mm-hmm. So it's not really going into the trees. Even if I go to 16... I'm still out of the trees. So it's still plenty enough room from the trees to 54.
Jamie, could you look and see if those lots across the street, their front yard is on Jefferson, and that's why they're closer?
And that's where their driveways are also on Jefferson.
We could check, but in this particular case, if the front yard was onto Jefferson for this particular lot, this lot is only 50 foot deep. So when you add the front yard setback and the rear yard setback, you'd have a thin slither of about 1 foot.
Yeah.
So to me, it was fairly obvious. And the original building permit for the dwelling correctly identified 54 as being the front, and that was stated on the building permit in 2002.
Yeah, it does say that. 50.
So to me, there was no dispute over this. Although I appreciate that it's addressed onto the property and for ownership purposes, that's considered to be the front for practical purposes. But for planning and zoning purposes, it was fairly clear to me. So.
Yes, when the house was built, the front yard was on
54. That's crazy, right?
It's just the way they.
Because just the way the house sets, you would never see that.
Right.
By looking at the house. And if that's considered front yard, could he put a driveway from 54 in?
I wouldn't want it.
If I could assist, this was originally a larger lot. If you see that 69.01 has been cut out of 69, so at one point, for practical purposes, it may have been, but when it was subdivided, it was clearly identified as that was going to be the front. So,
gotcha.
So it did change over time. So
right, yeah. Hmm. But that's what I'm looking to do, and I mean, you see the pictures that I sent you that where they built the new house across the street? It's under still under construction. See how close that sets to 54?
Yes,
yeah.
That could be their side yard, and they could be okay with that.
Well, the side yard, oh, okay, their side yard. I
their
got you.
Sorry, right. Side yard, that's right. What you're, I think you're confusing.
Yeah.
Because the side yard here says 15 feet, rear yard 20 feet.
Yeah, this don't have much of a rear to it. Mm-hmm.
I don't have any other questions.
Any other questions for members of the board?
Nothing.
Mr. Sharp?
How tall is the garage going to be?
The garage is going to be 12 foot with a deck on top of it.
And is the, how far, survey doesn't really show it, but how far is the edge of paving from 54 to that property line?
you know, I didn't measure out to the side of the road, but it's more than the house across the street. Because I can stand in that yard and see the house. I did mark it on the plan exactly where I want to go, but I think you've got a good understanding. Can I present this?
I think Valdon has an easement there.
Now, I think, I just want to make sure I'm clear. You said the addition was going to be 16 by 24?
That's correct. The house is 20 now, so it'll be 4 foot behind the house, which meets the little set of steps there, so they can have a set of steps up to the deck.
So the addition's going to encroach further into the yard on the west, on the east side?
Just to the rear of the property. Four foot, the house is 20 foot wide, so the garage is going to be exactly the same size, the width of the house, and then 4 additional feet on the back side of the property, which will have a set of steps, which they have a set of steps now on the rear of the property coming
up. And because, I just want to make sure, because this is a smaller lot, so we're not going to have an issue there with the setback on that side of the house, because it sounds like the garage will be wider than the house, so it'll protrude further to what would be the...
The garage will be the
rear of the house,
the same width as the house. I'm sorry.
So for the purposes of the submitted plan, we had assumed that it was in line with the dwelling, which is achieving 10 feet, but it's saying 10.6 feet. So it does suggest on the submitted plan that it steps in ever so slightly, but that's 0.4 feet, so.
Mr. Tenley, I want to make sure I'm clear. You said that it was going to be 24 feet wide?
The garage?
Mm-hmm.
No, the garage, I'm sorry, is going to be 16 foot wide.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I had
I apologize. The length, the depth of the garage will be 20 foot.
Okay. So it'll be a 16 by 20 garage?
That's correct.
Okay, not 16 by 24.
That's correct.
Okay. Are there any HVAC systems that are protruding from this house?
On the rear side, it's already existing, and it'll stay in that place.
Okay, so it does not encroach any setbacks as far as you know?
Not as far as I know, and not since the new owners took it also. I mean, there's been no problem.
The steps off of Jefferson Avenue, have they been there?
They have.
Okay, have there been any complaints about those steps?
No, sir.
And did your clients place the home? That's somebody else who placed it?
No, they just bought this home less than a year.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
So they're only going to be able to reach the deck from the outside of the house?
That's correct. It's not going to have no entrance from the inside.
Yeah.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the variance as requested by the applicant. The development does have limited parking and the lots are shallow. They convince me that they've met all the criteria for granting a variance.
Very well.
I second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second by roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reasons that have been stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, the case is approved.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.